your United States Air Force presents Big Moments in Sports. Tam O'Shanter Golf, August 1953. Lou Wersham's famous wedge shot.
This is Harry Wismer bringing you a big moment in sports history. What you are about to hear is a dramatic recreated account of a never-to-be-forgotten sports event. At the peak of its power-packed action, it's a story that has been and will be retold as long as people talk about sports. But first, before we turn back the clock, here is Bill Reddick with a word from the United States Air Force.
Top athletes know there's no substitute for the best coaching and training to produce a winner. And the same formula holds true for success in a career. Now take yourself, for instance. Could this be you 4 years from today? A man skilled in the technical knowledge that can pay him huge dividends the rest of his life. A man with the confidence and advantages of world travel and a nation's respect and esteem. To repeat, does this sound like you 4 years from today? Well, it can be you in the United States Air Force. Yes, men, you'll go places faster as an airman in the Air Force. If you qualify, you'll receive the finest technical training from top experts of the country. And you earn while you learn. There are more than 400 different subjects in which you may train, in such growing fields as radar, medicine, personnel, meteorology, and many more. So if you want a future that looks brighter, see your nearest Air Force recruiter right away and get the facts about your future as an airman. Now back to Harry Wismer.
Lou Wersham has won golf honors from coast to coast, including the coveted United States Open. But as long as the game is played, he will be identified with a single shot and a single club, the double service niblick better known as the wedge. Two men have good reason to remember Wersham and his wedge. They are Chandler Harper and Jimmy DeMarret, two of professional golf's brightest stars. These two will always remember standing on the 18th green at the Tam O'Shanter Golf Club near Chicago late one Sunday afternoon in August 1953, waiting for the finish of the tournament that was expected to see Harper crown the world champion. At that moment, with most of the famous field already in, Harper led by what most of the huge gallery thought a safe two strokes. DeMarret, who was guesting with your commentator on a national network, had all but conceded the tournament and the $25,000 first place money to his Virginia friend, Chandler Harper. However, let's go back a few years and recall some of the most famous winning shots of the past, shots that have already made golfing history. First to mind was that famous putt by Bobby Jones at Wingfoot in the 1929 U.S. Open. That wasn't a long one, only about 12 feet. But it was perhaps the toughest ever canned under tremendous pressure. Remember the circumstances? Al Espinosa had finished with a 294 for the 72 holes. Jones came to the final hole, a 435-yarder, needing a par four to tie. He put his second into the trap on the left. While thousands watched breathlessly, Bobby came out weakly. He faced a 12-footer with a curl to tie. Jones sank it and then went on to beat Espinosa by 23 strokes in the 36-hole playoff. Then there was Lloyd Mangrum's 65-footer in the playoff at Canterbury in 1946. This wasn't the dramatic final shot which meant the difference, but all who saw Mangrum's long curler agree it was the turning putt, which eventually won Lloyd the crown. Mangrum was battling Byron Nelson and Vic Gezzi after a three-way tie for the 72-hole route. Lloyd had fallen a stroke behind and seemed completely out when he drove out of bounds in the ninth hole, playing three off the tee. He put his second on the far left of the green with the pin 65 feet away. But Mangrum, using a flat-headed wooden putter, snaked the ball up and down, mound after mound, directly into the cup for an unbelievable five. The others three-putted. It enabled Lloyd to tie Nelson and Gezzi at the end of 18, then come through the second time around. One of the greatest shots of all time was Dr. Kerry Middlecoff's 82-foot putt, which he sank for an eagle three on the 13th hole of the second round of a recent Masters in Augusta. The shot enabled Middlecoff to finish with a 65 on his way to a seven-stroke victory. Now let's get back on the course with our friend Lou Wersham. Louis Elmer Wersham, Jr. was born in Alta Vista, Virginia, not far from Lynchburg. He was one of five children of a carpenter. His family moved to Washington, D.C. when he was a boy, and Lou learned the rudiments of golf while caddying at Kenwood Country Club just outside the capital city. He received his first set of clubs from the operator of the public courses in Washington as his prize for winning a caddy tournament at 18. Not too long after, he turned pro and was hired as an assistant in the golf shop at the fashionable Chevy Chase Club. A short time later, he took over as pro at the exclusive Burning Tree Golf Club. Burning Tree, in nearby Maryland, is better known as the home course of another named golfer, President Dwight D. Eisenhower. But even while holding the top job at one of the most elite clubs in golfdom, Lou at 21 had itchy hands to try his luck on the tournament trail. It all became a reality when another of the district's more fashionable layouts offered Lou a playing professional's post. It was now 1943, and with World War II still in need of men, young Mr. Worsham joined the Navy. He received his honorable discharge in 1946 and almost immediately turned to tournament play. He joined the Oakmont Country Club near Pittsburgh as playing professional and has been there ever since. Which brings us right up to date at the famous Tam O'Shanter Golf Tournament outside of Chicago in August of 1953. Now, before Big Moments in Sports brings you the thrilling account of one of the greatest shots in the history of golf, here is Bill Reddick with a message of interest to all young men who want to go places faster.
Many times an athlete has some special talent or ability, yet never quite finds a way to use it on the playing field. And the same applies to everyday life. For instance, you may happen to be a service veteran with a special skill you learned in the service, yet you find this skill going to waste. So listen, maybe you can put your skill to work as a member of the United States Air Force. The Air Force needs experience and know-how gained in all of the armed forces. If you possess one of the critical skills needed to keep America's air defense strong, you can put your experience to work in the Air Force and at a higher grade and higher pay than you may realize. You've earned credits toward a well-paying retirement policy. So protect your initial investment. For full details, write or visit your Air Force recruiter and ask for the Prior Serviceman's folder. This folder will show you why, today and tomorrow, you're better off in the United States Air Force. Chicago, Illinois, August 1953. Lou Worsham's famous wedge shot at Tam O'Shanter.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Harry Wismer speaking to you from the 18th green of the Tam O'Shanter Golf Club here on the outskirts of Chicago. George May, the owner of this course, has developed this tournament into the biggest prize money show in the sport. Today, top man, or should I say the one with the low score, will walk out of the locker room $25,000 richer. We have just watched Chandler Harper, the Portsmouth, Virginia pro, finish with a total of 279. He dropped a 9-iron shot within 2 feet of the pin for a birdie on this last hole, and believe me, folks, it was a beauty. Jimmy DeMarret on my left says that it was one of the greatest shots he has ever seen. And he can't see how anyone can come close to tying Harper. In fact, he has already told our viewers that Harper has all but pocketed the $25,000 check as the winner. There is great interest in this final hole. I would say roughly that we have about 15,000 fans along the fairway. Now teeing off for the payoff hole is Lou Worsham of the Oakmont Country Club near Pittsburgh, former National Open champion, and the last player of the day. This veteran pro is a determined guy. He enters every tournament where it is humanly possible to play. There's Lou's drive. It has height, but the wind may hold it up a bit. The ball is landing. The ball's dead. No bounce at all. Pretty good spot on the fairway on the left side, giving him an opening into the pin. I would judge it to be about a 270-yard drive. You know, this is a par 4 hole here at 18. So you see, he has to go some to even tie Harper. Needs a birdie 3, actually. Worsham is squinting up to the pin. I don't know what he has in mind. Worsham is talking it over with his caddy. Now he's going to his bag for another club. Evidently, he doesn't care too much for the one he had. He's going for the wedge. He's back talking to his caddy again. I guess he can't make up his mind. The crowd is very quiet now. He's over his ball. This is a big moment. Worsham swings. It seems to have been hit low. Actually, he has topped the shot. It hits on the edge of the green. The ball is 45 feet away from the cup and is rolling toward the pin, rolling, rolling, rolling. He could get his birdie and tie the match, but no! It's in the cup for an eagle, too. One of the most fantastic golf shots of all time and worth $25,000. Lou Worsham has put the ball into the cup from 120 yards out and with a wedge. Worsham wins with a 278
What a champion! The crowd is running all over the place. I don't believe Lou realizes he has made it. They're trying to tell him it's all over as he comes over the bridge, but for some reason he just won't believe them. I'm telling you, folks, I've broadcast some great finishes in golf, but this really tops them all. It was a miracle of the greens. The players are carrying Worsham on their shoulders, and I'll guarantee you this has never happened before. I have never seen anything like this on a golf course anywhere. Worsham is being carried to the locker room. It's a day he'll never forget.
The $25,000 check Lou Worsham got that evening from George May might well have been called the first down payment on a fortune. For that single dramatic shot made Mr. Worsham a rich and famous man. Lou was immediately signed to a contract calling for 35 exhibitions at golf clubs around the country at $1,000 each plus all expenses. Then came almost every kind of endorsement under the sun, plus radio, television, and movie shorts. Winning the Ritz-Tam-O'Shanter World Championship before a large television and radio audience put Lou over the top. His dramatic finish made fans of thousands who hadn't given golf more than a passing thought. Sporting goods companies and department stores all over the nation reported they were swamped with demands for the Worsham wedge. Worsham's Tam-O'Shanter victory was not the first opportunity Lou had to cash in on the game. His first chance came after he beat Sammy Snead for the U.S. Open in St. Louis in 1947. That was the year he challenged Snead on who was away for the final putt. Sammy missed his, and Lou came through for the crown. There was drama in that one, too. Worsham and Snead were in a tense 18-hole playoff. At the time, Lou was a little-known newcomer in big-time golf, and Snead was rated with the great masters. At the St. Louis Country Club, the two finished the regular 72 holes in a tie for the title at 282, forcing a playoff. Stroke for stroke, Lou and Sam battled down to the 18th green, where they were left with almost the identical putts. Worsham said he was away and asked for a measurement. Snead was 30 and a half inches away, Worsham a half inch less. Visibly rattled, Snead missed. Lou made his putt good for a 69 to Snead 70 and the championship. Lou Worsham has come a long way since he won his first set of clubs as a caddy. He's a big attraction in every tournament in which he competes. He'll be a name player for years to come and probably one of the richest, all because of the 120-yard wedge shot he made at the Tam O'Shanter. It was a shot that will never be forgotten by all who play the course near Chicago. George S. May has seen to that. He has placed a marker on the 18th fairway at the spot where Worsham made his fantastic shot. Was it skill? Was it luck? Lou Worsham's only comment is, heck, who knows? What came first, the chicken or the egg? For Worsham, however, that wedge shot was a golden egg.
Big Moments in Sports with Harry Wismer is directed by Gene Kirby, written by Arthur Suskin Jr., and presented by the United States Air Force in cooperation with this station. This is Bill Reddick speaking.